Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We're going to hear from the Haslams, what they had to say at the owners' meetings here in a minute. We're going to take your phone calls about the stadium issue. I mean, you're talking about a dome stadium out by the airport, the Cleveland International Airport. Cleveland International Airport.
That's the Brook Park Airport, Andy.
No, it would have been the Brook Park Airport. Well, part of it would have been a new third runway, I think, at one point. But Brook Park and the city of Cleveland, which are so far apart. I mean, seriously, like, I think Brook Park is in Pennsylvania. And the airport is actually in Indiana, if you listen to some people talk, that they did a land swap years ago with the NASA center there. And then so that land that the Haslams are actually looking at was at one point part of City of Cleveland land. Okay. Now we're all on the same page in that. We do realize that Brook Park is essentially Cleveland. Okay. It's essentially Cleveland. Let's be honest. Why? Because it is. Because if you live anywhere in Northeast Ohio, and you're outside of Northeast Ohio, and let's just say you're in the middle of Colorado, and you're hiking, or you're at a restaurant in Arizona, and you bump into someone, and they say, where are you from? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? You're going to say, I'm from Cleveland. You are. You know you are. Come on. Let's be honest. So can we stop pretending that Brook Park is a zillion miles away from the city of Cleveland?
Or no, the team is abandoning Cleveland.
Move
there.
Yes, they are not abandoning Cleveland. In fact, those of you who live in Cleveland, there might be jobs for you to build a new dome. Or there might be jobs for you to renovate the new stadium. I'll be honest. Or to renovate the old stadium. I'll listen to anything on this. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, we use a building on the lakefront 15 times a year. 15. That's it. Does that make any sense to any of you? 15 times a year we use that thing, or even less some years. What are we doing? What are we doing? We can't help the economy in other ways by maybe perhaps being able to use that for more than 9 football games, maybe 10, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, and something else going on down there? Can we please use this venue that as taxpayers we're paying into? Let's use it. Let's make some money on it. It's going to come back. Yes, the Haslams are going to make money on it. Get it. Wait a minute, Jeff, I'm checking. They're the only owners in the history of sport that are trying to make money. Check me. Anybody? There's a price to pay if you want to have professional sports in your town. I look at Brook Park and I say, I can't even believe we're having this debate about Brook Park. Like, what? Really? Who cares if it's in Brook Park? And you think that if people come in town to go watch
a people do care that it would be in Brook Park. I agree with you.
I agree that there are people that care. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not trying to be obtuse to them. But the whole notion of this thing is just, I can think of a million silly reasons left and right about why this is, why are we even having this? You know what bothers me more? If they have to renovate Brown Stadium and we lose an entire season of games. How are you going to feel about that? I watched the Bears do it. I saw what they did in Champaign when the Bears moved to University of Illinois.
Minnesota.
But at least Minnesota was there. Champaign and Chicago aren't exactly next to each other. That's a haul. That's a haul. I don't want the Browns to move to Columbus for a year. Does anyone want that?
Well, Andy, it is what it's going to have to be. I mean, the one thought about this to me is this one. Two options presented by the Haslams that they said that they're considering two options. You know, who knows what the city's considering, but you know, the 176 acres and the dome, or $1 billion renovation of the stadium on the lakefront. Let me ask you this. I was chatting with a buddy of mine, and he said this, and I thought, boy, that's exactly right. What would you do with $1 billion at that place? What would you do with $1 billion?
Is it suddenly going to become structurally sound?
Well, exactly the point. It's like, you're going to put $1 billion into that? Why would you put $1 billion into the old stadium? That to me is, of everything that's been thrown out about this, that to me is the most mind-boggling thought of all. And maybe it's just the Haslam's way of saying, hey, city, we're still thinking about downtown on the lakefront. It just seems like the most ludicrous idea ever because it's 25 years old. We all know it was a cookie cutter. So if you're going to put $1 billion into it and it's going to be open air, aren't you just building a whole new stadium? I mean, for $1 billion, you can go build a new stadium, can you not? Pretty darn close, open
sure.
air.
Yeah.
So why would you put $1 billion into that thing? I do not understand that one at all. That to me is the most preposterous thing that I've heard through the whole thing.
All right. We're going to hear. I want to hear what the Haslams had to say. We're going to play. I want to take a couple phone calls. Nick is in Talmadge. Hey, Nick.
Hey, hi, guys. Hey. I'm just curious, and I always have this argument with my buddies.
Sure.
I mean, it's not our money. I don't live in Cleveland. I don't really care.
There's regional money that funnels into this. Like,
your ticket money does, Nick, if you go to a game.
Okay, well, I guess I've had season tickets now for about 15 years,
see,
and I've moved all over the stadium.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
I mean, just probably one of the worst investments ever. Just, I mean, when I see I can buy them some games for $10 or whatever, mm-hmm. I just wonder if there's a better way than just because we want the latest and the greatest, and our team hasn't really proven anything for any extended period of time. And don't get me wrong, I love them. I'm a ticket holder. I got 4 tickets for every game. I take my kids, my buddies, but I just don't see the huge benefit of moving it away as opposed to adding on and making it what you want there. And also what it does to all the businesses in the area. I used to own a little bar and grill, so I'm kind of sympathetic to them.
Nick, I am too. So let me throw this at you just really quick. Okay. So again, yep. We only use that place less than 15 times a year. If the Cavaliers or the Guardians were moving, I would 1,000%. That would be a major. I mean, look, it's a major hit when you have all these people coming downtown, even just for less than 15 in a concert or whatever you have going on down there. But like, I didn't see people when Ford was having trouble. How many restaurants and bars and all those things? Like, I didn't hear anybody sticking up for those owners. Like Nick, just like in the same. Like, no one was. Hey, what happens to all the little businesses around the Ford plant when they're shutting down? Like, if you have a good business and you have a good restaurant downtown. First of all, it's about dates. It's not even about the product that we're talking about on the field. It's about dates. It's about all these restaurants and bars that are down here at Playhouse Square. Why? Because Playhouse Square is one of the greatest places in the United States when it comes to seeing all this stuff, when it comes to seeing plays and shows and stuff like that. So you'd want to be down here. I look at this and I understand. I totally sympathize with those folks that make a lot of money on game day. But it's still part of a business, and you know it's business. It's show business, not show friends. I'm sorry. And it's going to create new opportunities in Brook Park for all those other things. So I'm just
maybe
that's true. Maybe. Because it's a business, you're rolling the dice. Everyone, what is it? One out of every three, or three out of every something, whatever fails when it comes to business. Unfortunately, like I saw a picture of the flats the other day in the '80s, and I like started reminiscing. I was like, man, it was so awesome to be down there. But I didn't see anybody picketing when the flats went under and, like, nobody was watching everything under there. So, Nick, thank you for the phone call. Really do appreciate you calling in. Go ahead. Sorry.
Thanks, Nick. No, sorry, Nita. You just mentioned Playhouse Square.
Yeah.
Let me give you a thought on that. We're right here at Playhouse Square. We're located right here. You've been to something at Playhouse Square, right? You've gone to the state or
plenty
the house.
Times.
Whatever.
Yeah,
me too.
Plenty of times.
Yep. It's old. It's beat up. You could think that the theaters And I know they've been renovated so that they're, you know, usable.
Mm-hmm.
Seating is kind of old sometimes.
Yeah.
It's really tight. And we love it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if you had a whole playhouse district with the theaters that included bars where you could watch the plays from a bar with comfortable seating and everything else?
What?
Well, that's what you're trying to do with the stadiums. That's what we're doing over at the ballpark. Hey, here, you get a better spot. You can drink it. The bottom line is you're going to watch a play. You're going to watch a musical. You're going to sit down and watch it. Nick is going to go watch a Browns game. He's going to put his butt in one of those four seats that he buys and watch the Browns game. I go to a game to watch the game. I don't go to hang out in the bar and have a beer and eat a hamburger while the game's going on. I'm sitting and watching. And so I'll be real honest. All of the new great stuff that goes into all the arenas and all the, I couldn't care less. Because I go to watch a game. And that, to me, and I'm sure there are other folks like me on that, and I know that the owners of sports franchises love all the other stuff because it brings in more cash. Ultimately, aren't we just going to watch a game? And if we're ultimately just going to watch a game, why in the world would you put $1 billion into the place down on the lakefront?
What was your line that you said before the show?
That's just stupid.
You had a decent line. I'm trying to remember the line.
I did?
Yeah.
Wow, how about that? Basically taking a billion bucks and flushing it down the commode.
Oh, I mean, no, you were talking more about lipstick.
Oh.
I thought you had the lipstick.
$1 billion worth of lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Because if you did that down on the lakefront, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to do it again in 15 years. Maybe 10.
216-474-0092.
And for $1 billion?
I still need your theory on why you're retractable.
Why I can live without a retractable?
Yeah, I want to hear that. Right. Phone lines are packed. We're going to get to you. And I also want to hear what Jimmy has in mind to say, and Jimmy and Dee, what they had to say yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. So Jimmy and Dee Haslam talking at the owners' meetings, basically saying, look, here's the deal. We're either going to renovate what's going on downtown or we're building a new dome stadium out by the airport with that land that they just bought. That's it. I mean, that's really what this is coming down to. And, you know, we've been talking about it for a long time. I think if you picked up the phone and called us right now, you know what's going on. Like, we've been talking about this forever.
We went on the air.
Yeah.
It's been kind of our pet peeve little topic.
Yeah. And so, but I do hear like just silly things that make absolutely no sense. And
about,
I read them.
About geography and region and identifying. Yeah. That's the one that gets me, Andy.
Well, I think the other part of it too is it just shows how backwards we are here in Cleveland when it comes to just our whole region. Like, if you wonder why Columbus is thriving, they don't waste a lot of their resources down there. I mean, Franklin County, the Columbus City Services are bigger than Franklin County. Like, think about that. They're bigger than the whole. Now, yeah, they have some suburbs, and they're Upper Arlington's a suburb. Dublin's a suburb. Westerville's a suburb. I mean, there are Reynoldsburg, Pataskala. I mean, I can name, but it's not the same as here. And they share city services, and they don't have all this redundancy. But, I mean, to make it sound like Brook Park is this, you know, megalopolis suburb somewhere outside of the city of Cleveland, outside of Cuyahoga County outside of North is just absolutely ridiculous. It's, it's unprecedented to move. They're going to move the Browns from Cleveland. Come on. Seriously? That Brook Park is not moving the Browns from Cleveland. Can we use some common sense on this? Some.
I threw this out yesterday while you were out gallivanting.
Yes.
When the Cavs moved to Richfield.
Yes.
You know, people weren't happy at the time and everything else. Did it stop anybody who really wanted to go watch NBA basketball or a concert or anything else from driving to Richfield, which to get to where the Coliseum was is still hard?
No, it is. Yes.
It's still hard to get there. And there's not even a building there. Nope, it didn't stop anybody. Didn't stop Sinatra from showing up.
No, it didn't. And by the way, the hotels out there aren't exactly like, you know, how many hotels are out there?
And it really did a great thing for all, you know, really hurt all the restaurants. Where, a minute, there aren't any.
NBA teams stayed in Beachwood, didn't they?
Some did.
Where would they stay?
Straight up 271.
Yeah.
There's also a Holiday Inn on Route 21 at the time. Some teams would stay there.
That, I'm sure that didn't
Larry go Bird really well. Was famous for jogging around the back roads around the Coliseum.
Doesn't surprise me. I want to take some more phone calls. I do want to hear what Jimmy D has and I had to say, but I do want to hear from you, too.
And my retractable thought.
Big Al. Big Al, yeah, I want your retractable.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hi, Al.
Hey, Big Al.
Hey, you guys are both 100% correct. It's a no-brainer to me. It's just blatantly common sense should say, yeah, man, Brook Park's a stone's throw from Cleveland. Their practice facility is right there. I mean, just the logistics alone with the parking and getting to and from, it's blatantly, blatantly obvious. These people with the small businesses, they can all put bids in to open up a brand new business right around where the new stadium is. I mean, there's no stopping them, probably. I know. I would love a dome stadium right in Brook Park, man. I have no problem with it.
Big Al, thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm 55, so.
You're 55.
Absolutely.
Good enough.
Here's the thought on the retractable.
Okay, give it to me.
I can rethink it. You know, I'm all for a retractable.
I am all for it, too. But I do understand.
Here's the reason why.
The fiscal.
It's about another $1 billion, right?
Right. So you'd be $3
billion. I could say it's not my money, except it's $1 billion. And my thought was this. How many games would you play there a year, including exhibition games, preseason, as they call them? So you'd have a 20-game schedule. Let's just say 10 games. Okay?
Yeah, 10.
All right, so you have 10 games.
Okay.
How many of them would you open the roof? Five?
I'll go six.
Five?
I'll go six.
Is it worth five times a year opening the roof for $1 billion?
Could you open the roof for concerts? Yes.
Well, why would you?
Why wouldn't you?
The sound would be better if you closed it up. And what for five games...
I can't believe Dan made an argument with me on this morning. And you know I've been Mr. Retractable.
And I'd rather have a retractable, but
I would too.
It's $1 billion. Just cover it up.
Dan made a lot of sense this morning.
Who?
Dan Menigan made a lot of sense on this. Yes.
Jake, mark that.
Just please.
Danged.
Go ahead, Dan. Give
Let's
us
mark
the
calendar.
Give us the theory. Give it to us.
Well, I said this to Jeff yesterday. What happened in Arizona 2 days ago with the Guardians game where there was a pop-up storm that showed up for and went over Chase Field, which is a retractable roof. And the fact that they decided, and part of it is the fact that it's spring training, and I'll be the first to admit that one, but they just canceled the game in like the seventh inning because a pop-up storm showed up and it dumped a bunch of water and they did not feel comfortable shutting the retractable roof with people in it. They are worried that something is going to go wrong, something is going to fall, something is going to break, and it's going to cause some level of injury. Chase Field is 25 years old. I know
it's a really cool ballpark.
I know in Miller Park as well, in Wisconsin, whatever it's called now, American Family Field. I don't know. We all know how this goes. Mm-hmm. But it's the same deal there. They've had to dump a bunch of money into fixing the retractable roof that's there that's 20 mm-hmm. years old.
Can I throw a thought in to follow that up?
Sure.
The last time I bought a new car, we bought an SUV. And the salesman was showing us the car. And we went out back to the tailgate. And I have another car that has like power seats that go up and down. and this one didn't. And it has the straps, you know, you pull them and you fold them down. And I said, no power on this, huh? Which was fine by me. And he said, nope, it's just one less thing to break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought the exact same thing. And guess what? You pull the little strap and the seat goes down. And it works just fine. So there's another retractable thought to follow up yours, Dan. I agree with you completely on that.
I had the same thing, except mine was the washing machine and the dryer.
There you go.
The more bells and whistles you get on the washing machine and dryer, the more breaks.
More stuff you could break.
Right.
All right, I do want to hear from Jimmy D, but I really want to hear from you. Tim in Bedford. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Andy, I agree with you as far as the city being backwards on so many issues, and it drives you nuts, but I've been season ticket holder since 70 and been to a lot of different stadiums throughout the league. And I got to tell you, the sight lines at the stadium are probably one of the best around, but the fan creature comforts are terrible. The concourses are cramped. Getting in and out is a joke.
It's horrible. And driving to our stadium has got to be one of the worst experiences ever.
It's bad.
It is. I mean, outside of getting to your seat, I mean, once you're in your seat and watching the game, you know, you're in good shape. They got great sight lines, but even Pittsburgh, as much as I hate to say it, has a lot more room, easier in and out, and the fans are paying for it, you know? So why not them? Why not make us more comfortable?
Tim, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man.
Long-time season ticket holder.
The only thing is, I keep going back to, you know, Tim goes around, watches games, and the concourses and everything else. I get that. I understand. It's crowded. I know. We go to watch football games. I just do not understand. What would you possibly do with $1 billion in that old stadium?
I don't know.
Stadium?
But, you know, their biggest competition is that television is better than being at the game.
Phenomenal.
Sometimes. Especially with the weather control.
And the food's cheaper.
And the bathroom.
The food's cheaper at home.
And the bathroom access is way easier.
You don't have to stand in line at home.
Unless you want to.
Very often.
I don't know. I still, every once in a while, when I have to use the restroom at home during a game, I just for the fun of it, I start going, here we go, Brownies, here we go. And then I make
the
kids.
And then some guy tinkles on your foot.
No, I make our actual dogs go, woof, woof. Pretty cool how I do that.
Better than going 4 score and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth.
If you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You guys are funny.
So anyone who's watched Curb is dying right now.
I almost can't talk. Mo, is it Cleveland? Mo, help me.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
How are you?
I say move it out to Brook Park. You build the dome. The only thing you leave outside is the dog pound. Now, it'll benefit the city of Cleveland because you want people to get back into Tower City. A lot of people going to take the train out there to Brook Park to go see the game.
Sure.
Also, with that land down there, you can build a whole bunch of skyscrapers, you know, and make it look real nice, and the city be totally different. There's already a lot of houses down there. They're building more down there. RTA benefit. Stores out of Brook Park benefit. We'll be able to still host things, and it'll be fine. Nobody
feel like Toronto, right? Feel like Toronto. I don't know if you've driven through Toronto. That's what it feels like there.
Yes, I have, but not in a long time.
Yeah, that's right. Mo, yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. Thank you. Good stuff. All right, Mo's got it. He gets it. I just, like, some of the debate here has just been silly. It's just straight silly.
To back up what you've been saying, I have always viewed, and again, I grew up in Summit County. I grew up around Blossom Music Center. I've always looked at everything as a region, you know? And that's why, to me, if the Browns moved to Brook Park, well, they're in Northeast Ohio. That's our region. You know, Cleveland has Blossom Music Center. Does it really? Well, it's in what used to be Northampton Township.
Wait a second. Doesn't the Northampton Orchestra play there? Is that the world-renowned Northampton?
The summer home of
the world-renowned Northampton Orchestra?
Now Cuyahoga Falls, we were annexed.
Oh, I'm sorry. The world-renowned Cuyahoga Falls Orchestra?
Orchestra.
Summer home? Right? No. Oh, they're still correct. The Cleveland Orchestra. I don't understand that. So they play their winter games in the city of Cleveland at Severance Hall, but they play their summer games.
Yeah,
that summer schedule's up there, too.
Like going to an orchestra game.
I got to tell you, I saw a bloodbath, guys running out of the bullpen or the orchestra pit when they took on the Philadelphia
Harmonic.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Does it get any better than to see two kettle drum players just going at it? Come on, man. It doesn't get any better than that. All right, let's roll on with this. I want to continue talking. I really want to hear what Jimmy and Dee had to say. So we're going to hear that when
let's
we come back.
That.
Also, by the way, if they do decide to stay in Cleveland and renovate, where do you want them to play for probably a year? Where would you like that? Jeff and I will talk about that because we got a bunch of different places we talked about. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.